views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to another segment, another full hour of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Hey, folks, I want to give you an update on my dog, Weezer, because I know a lot of you are fans of Weezer and Harley, my two Neapolitan Mastiffs. Weezer was diagnosed with Rocky Mountain spotted fever, guys, and it was a good thing that I took him to the hospital by ambulance that day, because you can die from that. So my angels were blessed me very, very, very much and gave me the insight to just take him, no matter at what expense. Well, anyway, he's been on antibiotics now for a while, and he's got this last month to go. And he has been doing beautifully. I must say, I've been very blessed. And his angels, and I know he's got angels around him, because he picks his head up and he looks all around. And he's the type of dog that is so darn mellow. I don't know if any of you know Eeyore. You know Eeyore on the cartoon? That's him.
Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, that's him. He's Eeyore. Okay, folks, thanks for looking out for me. You know, he's just like that.
As a matter of fact.
He's just like that. And he's so chill. I love him.
You know what, speaking of, animations, one of my favorite animations, I'm shifting gears a little bit, is The Jungle Book. I love The Jungle Book.
Dun, 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 dun,
I want to walk like you, talk like you, boo, 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 doo, 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 doo. And I just love, I love the energy of that.
Yeah, it is.
I really
nice
do.
Energy.
It's a lot of fun to watch The Jungle Book. I haven't seen it. And just you mentioning about the Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that, it just reminded me of The Jungle Book for whatever reason.
Well,
but I think that's a really good, and the characters in there are really cool too.
That's not The Lion King, right? It's Jungle Book.
It's The Jungle Book.
I know that one. It's with that little guy, right?
It's a skinny guy.
It's
a skinny boy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to give you all a report on how Weezer's doing. And I'm sure a lot of you out there said a little prayer for him. And I do appreciate that, because he is up and he's old. He's his old Eeyore. Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for noticing me. Okay. I don't mean to put a little down. I'm going to put,
downer on again.
No. Not a downer on that. But I just wanted to mention again about our friend Dakota Plaza.
Oh,
I just wanted everybody to know that
Important, folks. So important.
Friends of ours, their daughter was diagnosed with a brain disease. I won't even say a tumor.
How old is she?
7 years old.
Oh, dear Jesus.
And they only gave her a few months, and she doesn't even realize. I could talk like this because nobody – I know that she's not listening. I know that their family's not listening. But the doctors only gave her 3 months to live, give or take. But they said because of the brain problem, the disease, what happens is that it attacks the heart, which creates the heart to shut down and then will create blindness. And I don't know in what order or whatever. But when you have this disease, and they said only one out of every 40,000 people get this, and unfortunately she's got this, but right now she is out and about, and she
have any symptoms?
She goes
yet?
she'll fall down every now and again, she gets those blockages, and reason why I'm mentioning is because, not for your pity, but for your prayers,
right?
So for anybody who knows Reiki, or who could send healing energy to Dakota Plaza and also the Plaza family. You know, they're devastated.
Of course. Who wouldn't be?
You know, this is one of those things where this is where faith really comes in. And all I kept on envisioning is that, well, number one, the family hasn't come to this acceptance.
Of course not.
And the only way that you could start to heal from any situation is to come to an acceptance or start dealing with the transformation. Now, every single doctor that they've spoken to so far has said, well, this is the diagnosis. And all of them said, it's a just a matter of time. It's
Did they
a certainty.
Take her to Germany? They should look into German doctors in Germany. They are so far advanced and they are so amazing.
Well, one of the top surgeons of this specific disease is in Boston. So one of their friends who's a heart surgeon did all the research and located this one doctor for this lady to take a look. And she gave him a glimmer of hope. And she said, yes, she does. I mean, it's a name with like syllables that I've never even heard before as far as putting together. And otherwise I'd tell you what it is. She said she does have it, but she did offer them a glimmer of hope.
I'm sure they're hanging on to that.
And that they're going to hang on to. So the interesting thing is that the wonderful thing is that, you know, they've never really been anywhere outside of New Jersey. Atlantic City was their big Yahoo. And so Charity, you know, looked up the Make-A-Wish Foundation to see if they could at least fly, you know, because Make-A-Wish Foundation will, if you're a candidate, will fly you and them and the family all for free, all expenses paid.
Wow.
Flight, Disney, food, rides, everything you can imagine. They pay for everything. Or if you don't want to go on a trip, sometimes they can get celebrities to come.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so the family turned them down. Because they're not in the acceptance. They don't want to accept her as somebody who is
dying,
even though they know it, but they don't want to give in to it.
Yeah.
And so a part of me, I feel bad for them. And a part of me, you know, I could understand. So it's hard, you know, when you're in a situation like that.
Very hard.
And, you know, it sucks. It's bad enough if your child goes right away, whether it be an accident or suicide or something.
I was thinking about that today, too.
But knowing that this is going to happen and that there's going to be pain involved and to somebody, you know, this is really, really tough. And so what I kept on envisioning, if you know, because the family is just a mess, a bloody mess,
of course,
on a daily basis. And it's just a disaster. And all I could keep on thinking is that if the family could just meet with each other at least once a day, maybe twice a day in the morning, at night, and just say a little prayer and just to say that we're with you. And, you know, just so that there's unity. And yes, there's sadness, but, you know, our faith in you, God.
Yes.
Or the angels. Because
God makes miracles.
Yeah, I do believe in miracles.
And
thousands and thousands and thousands of times, people who have had terminal cancer or terminal diseases have turned things around. And,
right.
You know, where AIDS used to kill people and now it's like they have a solution for it, or there are certain death to certain cancers and now there's a solution for it.
Right.
So, you know, it's
just keep them in your prayers. And I, you know, as a parent who has lost a child, I can't imagine what they're going through, even though I did lose a child, because the way I lost my son was very suddenly. I cannot possibly imagine living
100% knowing
100% knowing that the outcome of this is disaster.
Is a disaster, right? And you're literally on a crash course, like you're on the runaway train.
Yeah.
There's no way to stop it, and the end of the train tracks is a brick wall.
Right.
Going over 100 miles an hour.
Right. So. My prayers are absolutely with this family and my love and every bit of hope that miracle comes through for her is with them.
So again, her name is Dakota Plaza, Plaza, and the Plaza family. So if you could,
I think we got the name of the disease, guys. It's called. Hold on.
Oh, did somebody?
Yes, Charity called us in. mitochondria, mitochondria,
Mitochondria?
Mitochondria. Oh my gosh. Mitochondria. I've never heard of it personally.
So any case,
mitochondria.
But it's
what
like
it.
So you know these.
Thank you, Charity.
So in other words, you know, it's a shame because you know when you need faith the most, but yet, you know, it's obviously it's easier said than done when you know when you're not in it. If you're emotionally in it and you're dealing with somebody who is, you know, going through it.
Yeah,
you know,
nothing you could say.
You know, what do you do? You know, because they were asking me for answers upon their daughter. Artie, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? And I couldn't answer them because I didn't know what it was. I just didn't feel like a good ending. And I really didn't respond. And I just said, let me meditate on it. I'll send my prayers out there. And it's tough, but you know what? You got to keep your positive energy as high as possible,
especially now.
And you got to show your faith. It's just very, very important, you know. And yes, it's a shame that this is happening, but I really feel like if there was friends and family, and if they did this on a regular basis to create a circle within the family for themselves daily, and then plus have friends maybe come over once a week, and just try to be more. You know, where the positive energy is more in that zone.
The power of prayer is
extremely powerful.
Oh, my God. It is so powerful.
So, again, let's send our prayers out there to the Plaza family, Dakota Plaza.
My prayers are with them.
All right, everyone. Listen, Sky and I, we got to go for a break right now. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another few minutes of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. First, I'd like to give everybody the telephone numbers.
That's what I was just going to say to you.
Yeah. You read my mind, you little
chicken.
Oh,
you must be psychic.
Well, the studio number to call in for a mini reading would be 800-930-2819. Again, the studio telephone number to call in for a mini reading is 800-930-2819. And if you'd like a private reading with myself, either in person or over the phone, or even on a Skype would be fine. The number is 908-500-1474. And Artie?
If you'd like a reading from myself in person or over the phone, it's 877-ANGEL-02, or go to my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And also I have a bunch of YouTubes. You should check out the YouTube. I talk about life. I talk about God. I talk about sex. I talk about religion, talk about relationships, love, kids, the whole nine yards. And they're about 5 to 10 minutes long, each one. So it's really cool. And many different topics. So check out my YouTube, Artie Hoffman. And I'm going to be at Compass Massage July 1st. So for all of you who are going to be in the Ocean City area of New Jersey, give me a call and I will be more than happy to book you an appointment. And the number again is 877-ANGEL-02.
What is Compass Massage?
It's a massage parlor. It literally is. It's a massage parlor. Yeah. And they do massages.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. The serenity and the beauty of this little building.
Yeah.
It's small.
Yeah.
But it just decorated and flows so beautifully. It really, the girl who owns it, who took over, she just did one hell of a great job decorating. I mean, you go there and it's just, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Even if your body wasn't touched by other hands and
yes.
you just laid there
yeah.
with soft music, it would sedate you. It's that
That's
beautiful.
Nice.
It really is. So I love reading there. Number one, I'm by the ocean. I'm by the water. It's very relaxing.
A lot of energy.
A lot of energy. And the place is gorgeous. It really is.
Nice.
And the people are really great. So that's at the Compass Massage. And it's really cool.
Very nice.
So what are your dreams? All right. You could also talk about your dreams. Like, what are your hopes? What are your dreams? And what is it that you want to accomplish? What is holding you back? Are you allowing, people, are you allowing circumstances to hold you back? And if you are being held back, do you have a plan that once you hit a certain plateau, once you hit a certain mark on your life, that you could start moving forward and not constantly using excuses to stop you from going after your dreams or your hopes or whatever it is you want to do? You know, it's very important to stay focused on your dreams because that's what makes you happy. It's chasing after your goals in life is what makes you happy. People who really don't have a goal in life and they're just, you know, if you're content with just the family life, if you're content with just living day to day, if you're happy with your job, that's great. If you're happy with just having your family and your kids around and, you know, you're just making a living and if that's what happiness is to you, then that's great. Kudos to you.
Now, a lot of people would say to you, I do want to do something different, but I don't have the luxury of having enough money to stop what I'm doing and go after my dreams. What would you explain to them?
Just do it on a part-time basis. Start it part-time. You don't have to give up your full-time job to go after your dreams, but you could do it on a part-time basis. Mm. And it does take a lot of commitment, and it takes a lot of extra hard work.
Right.
So that very well means maybe taking time out from your family life or with your social life, with your friends at nights and on weekends until you could finally accomplish your goals. So if you started off on the weekends or at nighttime or, you know, whenever the time allows you, you know, so long as you're going after your goals, I mean, that's what the excitement is. It's not just about having it.
Yeah.
It's the excitement of going after and it's the enjoyment part of it.
You're right.
You know?
You're absolutely right.
And that's what's exciting. It's like while you're playing the game, once you have the trophy, the game is over.
Right.
You know, the game is over. The trophy represents all the hard work and all the exciting stories that went along with you being successful and stuff.
True.
You know? And what about all the cool people that you met, or what about all the hard times you went through and what you've learned from those past experiences or those past relationships to get you where you are? Because a lot of times we get, you know, pissed off at people and circumstances, you know, while we're going after our dreams or just doing life.
Right.
But yet, because of those people, because of those circumstances, it helped us grow. And because of them, I never would have gotten this. Or I never would have had that.
This is true.
So, you know, you could bitch and complain until the cows come home, but, you know, everything was meant to be.
When push comes to shove, life is right. Life is the way it was meant to be.
Life is right. It is the way it's meant to be. And if you don't like where you are right now, then you do have the opportunity to make changes. And it might not happen as fast as you'd like, but are you doing something at least step by step leading towards the goal?
Right.
Don't get angry because you're not already at 8, 9, or 10 where you want to be or where you think you should be. It's where you are right now, and you need to appreciate where you are right now. So if you're first starting your dream, then appreciate the fact that, all right, wherever you're at, say you're at step one, what is it that could bring you to step two? And then when you're at step two, say, all right, this is really cool. Now, what is it that could bring me to step three? But what happens, the self-sabotaging effect happens when people start comparing themselves to other people's success, or they start getting ticked off because they're not already at 8, 9, or 10. And so this creates a self-sabotaging situation. And, you know, and it's a shame, you know, how people self-sabotage themselves. And, you know, you don't make yourself a victim according to circumstances or according to somebody else. You have control of your life, and you could create the quality of how you choose to allow anybody or anything to affect you.
Well, you just said it in a nutshell. Everybody has control over their own lives. And
as far as their own integrity and their own happiness, you don't have control maybe of the physical circumstances.
No, because you have obligations like everybody else does. However, you absolutely do
have control of how you choose to allow the quality to be in your life under the circumstances.
Yes. And you really put yourself in those circumstances to begin with because of choices that you made to do the job that you do, to have the family that you have. You have absolute control of everything because you have already made those choices. You have made those choices. So therefore, you control the situation.
Right.
Even though, you know, you may not like what you're doing now, you may like want to change it. However, it might be a little difficult, but you do have control and you can change it. I have seen people go from 0 to 100, you know what I mean? Go from one job to another, going from a low paying menial job and then going to school and chasing their dream and absolutely finding it.
I am extremely blessed, just like you and Richie are. To be able to be in your own business, like we have our own businesses.
Yes.
And we worked hard on a daily basis.
Oh, very hard.
And we built it up. And we went through a lot of trial and tribulations to get there. You know, when you're the owner of a company, you'll get the best of the best, but you'll also get the worst of the worst. And it's knowing how to be a very good manager and not just about, you know, that's the difference between the men and the boys or the women and the girls. It's when you're able to maturely handle all situations when it comes to dealing with other people, whether you're dealing with your associates, you're dealing with customers or clients. It's how well, how graceful you choose to handle situations, even at the time of some hard times. And so whenever, you know, crap hits the fan, I've literally, the deeper the crap is, the more silent I become. Seriously.
Yeah.
I do not blow up more when.
We have to go on a break, sweetie.
We do?
Yes. We will get back to that in just 1 second because I have some thoughts on that as well.
Okay. Yeah. We have another minute to
go.
So, but
folks,
that's all right. All right, so stick around, everybody, because Artie and Sky, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
CT.com does it again with the best deals ever during the month of June. Central Auto Group CT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen, is breaking records again this month. Why? Because we do volume. During the month of June only, drive away a new Ford Fiesta for only $12,990. Outstanding deals on the largest selection of Mazda CX-5s anywhere. A new Hyundai Accent, just $12,990. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta for a low $12,990. Check out Central's used car dugout with prices from $1,000 to $5,000. Five reasons, one destination, Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, pre-owned. Central Auto Group CT.com is number one for customer satisfaction and gives you the best high-tech service after the sale with free multi-point inspections and extended hours. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, Central Auto Group CT.com.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Friday night is drive-in movie night at Musquamicket this spring at Wushkinow Town Beach. This week's movie is Every Which Way But Loose. Clint Eastwood is an easygoing truck driver and fighter in search of his lost love, a country western singer with the help of his orangutan sidekick, Clyde. Friday nights are drive-in movie nights this spring at the beach. This Friday, catch Every Which Way But Loose at Wushkinow Beach, next to the water slides at Musquamicket Beach. Admission is only $10 a carload.
There's a small town dealer that'll treat you right.
You'll save plenty at Valenti.
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti. You go to Valenti during our annual 90 Days of Summer sales event going on now at Valenti Toyota Subaru, Dunn's Corners, Westerly, Rhode Island. What does no money down get you at Valenti Toyota? A new 2015 Toyota Corolla L for $189 a month, a new Toyota Camry LE for $209 a month, or a new 2015 RAV4 for $275 a month. Only at Valenti Toyota, Westerly, Rhode Island. We need your trade. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade, regardless of make, model, and miles. Valenti Subaru, we have new inventory. 2015 Subaru Foresters for under $22,000. 2015 Subaru Impreza for under $18,000. And $179 a month. All-wheel drive that gets you 32 miles per gallon. And we take anything in trade. Boats, motorcycles, RVs, anything. New Subaru Outbacks arriving daily. Guaranteed lowest price and our one-hour delivery policy. We're out to sell and deliver over 2,000 vehicles during our 90 Days of Summer sales event. 89 years family-owned and operated. Go to BobMaloney.com or call 401-322-7200. I guarantee you the best experience. Thank you and just smile.
She may be old. She may be frail, sickly, or forgetful. But she's your mother, and she deserves a chance to live at home. If you need help for a parent who wants to live at home, there's a different kind of health plan that provides the care and support he or she needs. It's called PACE.
For eligibility, call 1-877-781-7223 or visit pace-ri.org.
PACE. Your mother might actually approve of it.
Everybody, you're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo.
Hi, everybody.
And so you want to know something. Sometimes less is more. Don't feel like you have to fill up the room with lots of noise and lots of words and lots of explanation, because people can only retain only so much information. And so, you know, if you choose just to share, you know, certain thoughts, but there are people who have a tendency to repeat and repeat and repeat themselves and re-explain it in 3 and 5 different ways to get their point across. And you end up losing people. So, you know, it's important to, you know, choose what it is and how you express yourself, you know. So, you know, but again, there are some people who just will go and go and go and go and go. So
there's just some people just like to talk, period. No matter if they're listening or not. What are you looking at me about? He's looking at me, folks. You know what that means, right? Yeah, but I don't repeat myself, do I?
Yes.
I do?
Yes.
I really would?
Yes.
On what? Like
everything.
Everything. I say something, I say everything. It again and again?
Everything.
Oh, God.
Everything. But you know, some know. As a friend, yeah. I listen.
I didn't know I was repeating myself. I'm glad you told me. Now I'll never tell you a thing again.
I can't think of anything. Dan knew what I thought. Wait, did I tell you when I was 2 years old?
You know what it is, too? I don't remember if I told you or not.
I'm not talking about while we're on the show either.
No,
you know, like, you know, because sometimes we repeat our stories because we never know who knew was listening or what the topic is. So we could use the same reference up towards a different topic to get a point across. And that's a little different.
Right.
You know, but as far as regular conversation, many times. And sometimes, like, I'll catch myself and, like, when I'm talking to Charity or talking to somebody else and I'll say, did I already tell, you know, like, I'll stop myself and
sometimes
say, yeah, you did.
All right. You've spoken to about
who you
that.
Said what to.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
It's because we have a lot of friends. We deal with a lot of people. And sometimes you forget whether or not you shared that with someone.
Wait, so would it be rude that if you're expressing a story and said, you already told me?
No, absolutely do
wait,
that.
Wait, but what happens if you're, like, really passionate into it?
Oh, if you know it already.
You already told me this joke. You already told me this joke.
If you
or
know,
you already told me this story.
If you know it already. Why should I go through that excitement and waste all this calorie by giving
why should I waste all this love and energy on
exactly,
you again?
Exactly, and not to I mention all my air. If you've already heard it.
Oh, my God.
I want you to make sure
what?
That you tell me when I'm doing that. Excuse me.
All right. When you just burped, you did that already.
I always do that. That's
no,
always
you don't. No, you don't.
I don't.
No, I can honestly say you very rarely burp, belch, do it, or whatever.
Or fart.
Or fart. Thank God. I still have hair on my head. No, you never farted.
That's true.
The paint is still on the walls.
Exactly.
No.
And if I did, there would be no hair left. It would go up in flames.
Oh my
in
God.
In flames. What is with us today? I think it's the heat. We're heat. Frustrated here.
Yeah, no, actually, you know, overall, you know,
what?
The weather.
Overall, what?
The weather hasn't
the
been
weather
that big.
Yeah,
the weather's actually been pretty good. Now, I mean, today was a hot day.
Yeah.
But on the most part, you know, it really.
Listen,
know, it was pretty damn
sucky.
Good.
The weather's been sucky.
No, I don't agree.
It's been cold and rainy for how long? This is what,
just a
1 week?
Of time. No. No, because I've been working most of the time, so I've been working.
Oh, yeah, well, you're
there,
outside. So yeah, that's true. I think
if
you have a better reference than I do, because you're an outside boy.
No, but let me tell you something, everybody. If you really want to be happy and you don't have to make
if
a lot of money.
You want to be happy for the rest of your life. Never
right.
marry a beautiful wife.
I don't agree.
Now, that's a man with full confidence. A man with full confidence can say that.
Either are very insecure,
or
don't
very,
marry
a woman very stupid. Give a shoot.
Don't marry a beautiful woman for the rest
right?
of your life.
Yes. If you don't give a shoot.
Yeah. So she doesn't cheat on you, screw around with
right.
you. What do I care? She's not that good looking. What do I care?
She's a dog.
That's
Woof.
Right.
Go ahead, Woofy. Go for it.
Right, her last boyfriend was a chihuahua.
Did I tell you that weasel's better? Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, about 7 times.
I knew it. I knew I was saying that. I said that on purpose. So, folks, I got a new phone this week.
You got the I-12? The I-15?
I got the I-6 plus. This thing is like an iPad going against your head. Just feel, it's very light, but just try like you're going to talk, like make believe you're, like put it to your head. Yeah.
It's huge. Right?
It's huge, right?
It's huge. I feel like I just put up a movie screen.
I'm telling you.
You want to know something?
It's so difficult to get used to.
I was thinking about this morning. I am so insanely impressed by the technology that somebody actually has the brain power
I'm in Maui right now. Just leave me alone.
That somebody could create some object called the chip that could actually
hold all that information.
Endless amount of information.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, even the simple phone call, you know, to have call waiting and to be able to text. And
it hurts,
you know,
my head just thinking about it.
And to get all this music around the world and to be able to Skype and to be able to take pictures.
How did he do
like,
that?
It Who is like that? Stupidly amazing. It's like beyond. Now, let me tell you something. If there isn't a God, that I don't know what, you know, this is like.
So true. It's
just
God-given.
It's just amazing. Yeah. It is absolutely amazing. What we have today in technology compared to, say, 70 years ago.
Oh, forget it.
50 years ago, 70 years
Nobody
ago.
Nobody would have even thought.
It's like night and day. It's right. like night and day.
Yes. And I believe that it comes from reincarnation. I really do.
What are you talking about?
I believe it comes from reincarnation. People reincarnated. Because people who are reincarnated, who discovered the telephone? Alexander Graham Bell.
Alexander Graham Bell, yeah.
He was a very bright man, right?
Anybody who invents anything is pretty
right?
bright.
So Benjamin Franklin, he discovered electricity.
He has a lot of patents under his belt.
Let's go back even further. Michelangelo, he was no slouch.
Yeah.
He had many patents that we use today that he discovered, okay? So let's take a man like that who has this brilliance. He reincarnates again, loaded with this brilliance. He passes it along to other brilliant reincarnated people because like minds follow like minds.
Yes.
So therefore, there's your circle of friends are brilliant, and you come and you brainstorm, and after you brainstorm, you come up with these insane technologies. And I'm going to tell you something too, and you might not want to hear this, but. We are 400 years, and I know I've said this before to you, we are 400 years in, technology. We are 400 years more advanced, the government is 400 years more advanced in technology than they're leading us to believe. So if you think this is...
Amazing. Which is the phone, she's looking at the...
We are 400 years above this, and I'm going to tell you how, from... aliens.
I agree with that.
Totally.
I totally agree with that.
And they got this from aliens. And I'm going to tell you something else, folks, which is very mind-boggling. I saw a documentary on a man who was one of the scientists who, after they found a spacecraft and a living alien, the government took a hold of this living alien and has him still alive today. And he was kind enough to share all of the technology with us. Yes.
When was this?
Oh, this was in the 70s. Now the gentleman who worked on that team is now no longer under the military and the government supervision. So he came out, kind of came out of the closet with it. And he's now telling everybody that there still are subterranean villages of people of the government has provided for technology and for research, and these aliens are part of them. And he also said, why don't we see them more in the daytime? Why don't we see them more out in front of us? Because they don't live in this environment. They live under the sea. They literally live under the sea surface. And they have their technicians and the technologies and their abilities to travel back and forth. They have all of that stuff set up underneath the sea bottom. So, of course, we don't see that all the time.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, when Artie's drinking too much, you see that.
I start to see it.
No, but honestly, folks, we are 400 years above our time right now, with all the technology we have, we still have 400 years more that the government is not releasing. Because if they did release it, they were going to say, well, how the heck could we be so advanced so quickly? We're thinking right now we're so advanced so quickly. It wouldn't have been the last 70 years.
Well, what's interesting, you know, Earth is what has been in existence for millions of billions of years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like just within the last 100 years or so, all of a sudden this technology.
Exactly.
100 years compared to billions of years or millions and millions of years.
Right.
All of a sudden this technology comes about.
Wait, how does that happen?
It's just amazing.
How does that happen?
Yeah,
Marty,
it's
really?
All alien.
Of
it's,
course.
Thank God.
Thank God.
All right.
Aliens.
And right now, all you beautiful people, we got to go for a little break, and then we're gonna we're gonna speak with a guest. Where is she from? I don't
Angie
know.
From New Jersey.
Angie from New Jersey. Love to speak with Angie from New Jersey. All right, everybody, stick around because we're gonna be right back right after this commercial break.
Cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, you dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life, your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit the drpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R Pat Show. .com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And as promised, for our last few minutes of the show, we are going to speak with Angie from New Jersey.
Hey, Ange.
Hi, how are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
What's going on?
Good. I actually just wanted to see if you could. I've been having some visions coming to me the last few nights from a deceased family member, so I'm trying to see if you can tell me what they're trying to communicate with me, because I'm having a little difficulty figuring it out.
Sure, go ahead.
My grandmother just keeps coming, and I see her. I don't hear her say anything. She just keeps coming to me.
Who?
My grandmother.
Okay, so she's just there. And now, is this in your mind's eye, or are you actually seeing this? Or is this just a dream?
I see, like, little dots, and then it's like I hear her voice, and then, like, I see a vision, but I can't hear her what she's saying.
Okay, you're absolutely seeing what you're thinking. Because, you know, it's so funny, I get the little dots, too, before they show. That is so cool. I'm so happy you said that. Yes, I do get the little dots. They're like little bright white light, little white diamonds, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's pitch black because it's at nighttime. So, you know, right. I'm thinking I blink a couple times, but, you know, they're there. And then all of a sudden it's like I hear her say Ange, and then I don't hear. I just see her. That's it. Like the vision of her.
So you actually just see, I think she's coming to tell you that she feels that you might need her shortly, or you're going through something in your life right now where she wants you to know that you're not alone and she's with you through it. She wants you to know that she's on your team, she's on your side, and to call out to her when you need her help. And she's showing you that she's there, you know? It's a beautiful blessing to be able to recognize that. Are you having any difficulties in your life right now?
I have a couple. I'm actually currently looking for a job, so I'm in the process of doing that. I've been at the same place for 10 years, and I've ended up going out of that job, and I'm looking for a new one. And, you know, then I have a couple other personal issues that I'm going through. So I have been kind of praying a lot and talking. Just I'm trying to see what she's trying to guide me through. I've been asking for guidance.
What
I'm just
she is telling
following.
You is that she is guiding you. Give it to her. Give it to God.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a message that she's telling me, she said, you need to start trusting more of your gut instincts and not what you think she wants. And start going after more of what you want and not trying to meet up to everyone else's expectations. You know, you're not wrong for thinking outside the box. You're not wrong for thinking a little different. And but I don't feel like she's giving you words of warning, but I feel like if anything, she's just giving you support. And I don't feel like there's anything wrong per se, but she's basically just like nudging you along and just saying, you know, keep going, keep going. And she will send you signs when you have to be worried, when you have to be concerned. But she will also guide you to where you need to be, where you need to be, and with who. And I feel like through your intuition and your connection with her, she will guide you perfectly to be exactly where you need to be. But trying to overly analyze it more than what I just explained it, I think is an overkill. So just appreciate the fact that you will be getting little more messages from her. But I feel like it's all good.
Yeah, me too. I feel like Artie does. She's there to guide you. I knew that there was some kind of turmoil in your life, because our loved ones come to reassure us when we do have problems that we can't figure out for ourselves. Now, she's not going to give you the answers, but she's going to stand by you while you make the correct choices. And that's a really big deal. So you can consider that a very loving and gentle message from your grandma.
Okay, and that actually had answered my question with one of them, because I'm in a relationship with somebody who's having trouble committing, and everybody keeps telling me you just need to move on, and my gut keeps telling me just stay here, give him the time to work through what he needs to deal with his commitment issues, and then, you know, so that was like exactly what you had said before I'd even answered the question, asked the question.
Well, that's what you need to do then. You need to absolutely trust your own self, and you need to follow your heart.
See, nobody knows. See, I've been in this situation before where, you know, when you're in that zone with yourself or with your partner, nobody else knows what it's like. Anyone could call the shots from a far away, but, you know, when they're not living in your shoes or not really fully appreciating the full circumstances, to me, those are people who are just being very judgmental or just thinking out of fear.
Yes.
But when you have the inside scoop, the inside feeling, and you understand the significance of all the chess pieces, then, you know, you play your game accordingly. So you might be making moves. You might be making moves where, you know, it might not be the popular decision, but you got to do what you feel is right, whether it be yay or nay, but you still got to follow your gut.
Yeah.
And that's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Always follow your gut intuitions. Always.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Angie, and I hope everything works out well for you.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart.
You're welcome. We have somebody else before we wrap up the show.
Hold on. Hey, Bri, how much more time do we have?
6 minutes.
You got 3 minutes.
We don't have enough time.
Really?
Okay. Tell you what, Rosemary, you have an email address?
Yeah.
What's your email?
My email address is...
This is for you, Rosemary, because we can't take your call right now, but we'll give you a quick free mini.
Yeah. enchantingchanneling@gmail.com.
Where'd you get that from? Cinderella?
Yes. It was from one little dwarf.
Enchanting... What is it?
Enchanting channeling. It's very
enchanting
simple.
Enchanting channeling with glass slippers.
Don't listen to him. It's enchanting... channeling at
dot
at yeah you're getting your screwed up now enchanting channeling at gmail shut up at gmail.com
and her twin
pinch you.
Mean stepsisters
her name is Ori.
.com dot stagecoach www
I'm gonna hit you with this like swear. Enchanting channeling at gmail.
stop.com.
You're bad.
Go ahead one more time.
No. enchantingchanneling@gmail.com.
And mine is artiehoffman.com.
No.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
Okay, guys. We love you, folks.
We had a lot of fun this time.
Yes,
and again, please send your prayers and your healing energy to the Plaza family in Dakota Plaza.
Please.
That she is either to be healed or to go through a healthy transformation to make things as smooth as and as beautiful as possible under the circumstances.
Yes.
And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, and happiness. And may your dreams come true. And don't ever stop talking to your angels.
Yes.
Don't ever give up hope and faith in the Holy Spirit. They're always behind you. Just stay true to your commitment of what it is you want to accomplish. And you will see that the Holy Spirit will back you up. And sometimes when you think you want something and it doesn't pull through,
it's for your own good.
It's for your own good. So
thanks, folks. And we love you all. Thanks for listening to. And God bless. Have a great week.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed.
guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.